Welcome to Kindred Spirits. I'm David Freudberg. Today we explore a topic that hits home at one time or another for all of us. How we cope with the loss of a loved one.
Last night I was rummaging through some papers that we have from a year ago when our second son died very suddenly. A young friend was living with us at the time and had written a poem, which I'd really kind of put in the basket with the other mail. But I'd like to share it with you because I think it expresses some of the things that she picked up that were going on in our house at that time. And then later I can talk about how we've changed since then. My sunshine within is gone. What reason to linger on? What a chore it is to rise each day, to put on my mask of, oh, I'm okay. Or so I say, but do I really mean to tell the world that I'm fine when I want to scream? My son is dead. It's not fair, can't you see? Another one has been taken from me. I think I'm doomed, unlucky, or cursed. Perhaps it's a pox. I feel I could burst. Sometimes I squash my anger, force it back. I'm socially acceptable unless I crack. So I hold it all in till the end of the day, then safely at home, refusing to obey. It leaks right out when I read the mail that begins by saying, dear tell, words fail. All those cards and letters, the wishers well, have to be answered. And, hell, I don't know if I can, but I suppose I should. Deemed to try is just all so mundane, this daily routine. Hey, I didn't choose to spend my days in gloom. So why then this woeful cloud of doom? What that shadows my life? Why me? What did I do to deserve this strife? Oh God, I'm angry and I'm feeling such pain. Why have you taken my son and given me rain?
That's Gitell Sandman, who in a short period suffered the loss of two of her four children. Of course, it hurt enormously. And to some extent, the pain lingers to this day. A trauma of that magnitude gives you pause to reflect. And Tell Sandman, who professionally has been a social worker helping cancer patients, brings an especially thoughtful perspective to the experience of bereavement, an experience riddled with the feeling of unreality, of emotional need.